Malbim in Perek Aleph Pasuk Beis describes his explanation of Chochma as it is used in Sefer Mishlei, and he writes as follows: Chochma kol ametua b'shem Chochma tzor shetiyena ba'oisei o'inyon shnei drochim afuchim zemize nimtzoyim b'mitzius kayom. I'll just read this paragraph and then we'll go back to it. The concepts that the Malbim constructs here are very different from the concepts that we had earlier and that I was masbit to you, that Chochmah is the flash of brilliance, and Bina is the taking of that flash and making it real and material in the sense of using the Chochmah idea to develop a theme and to process it and to make results and consequences from it. And Das is the practical application in life. This is an entirely different construction. The Malbim says that the word Chochmah, I would almost use the word, is a technical term in Mishlei. And according to the Malbim, and this of course is based on an unbelievable Yediyas HaTorah that he had, one of the Gedolim, who was a Gedolei HaHalacha, said about the Malbim that it's a ness that he used the word sidetracked, in making a Pirush on Tanakh. Because if he would have concentrated exclusively on Halacha, he would have been much bigger than all of us put together. But the Malbim was a goyin in Halacha too. In fact, we do have some of his work in Halacha, but he did veer off onto this track and gave us this incredible Pirush on Tanakh. But in the Mishlei Pirush, he defines Chochmah in a very precise way. He says that what makes the word Chochmah specific and distinct from the words Bina and Das and Haskel or Seichel is that Chochmah is used by Mishlei exclusively when there is a choice to be made. It's not necessarily a moral decision, because, for example, Achila Vitzayim doesn't have to be a moral decision. But the idea here is, and Kedusha and Tumah is not a moral decision, it's a Metzius. We don't define ourselves, we don't make decisions about what is Tameh and what is Tar. But the idea of the Malbim is that it has to be Shnei HaFochim. In order to use the word Chochmah, you have to have Sichlus. There has to be a positive and there has to be a negative. There has to be two opposites. And then the Malbim is informing us that in the next paragraph, a very big yisod. Ve'ein b'koach ha'odom lachkok chukei Chochmah midaitoi v'sichloi ubinosoi. She'iev shalushum nivra. Levare b'mofes eze mishnei adrochim Chochmah ve'eze sichlus. He says that, if I might elaborate, there are many times that what appears to be Chochmah is sichlus, and what appears to be sichlus is Chochmah, and you cannot define it for yourself which side is Chochmah and which side is sichlus. This has to be a masayra. He says, lachain. Ein darchei ha-chochma noidoim be-emes u-be-borur nizgov mi-derech ha-mofes. You cannot discover them from experience. Zulasi la-Hashem Baruch Hu lachein hu levado mechokek chukei ha-chochma u-modiyo livnei Adam. Bechol inyon ha-mechuna chochma bikisvei ha-kodesh hu inyon eloki. Ratzalaymar derech u minog shechokak viyosad adoin hakol yizborach v'tzivohu livnei odom sheyisnahagu b'derech zeh v'sheyishmeru miderech ha-hofuch loy. V'al kein, Efshar she yivadu, they cannot be known darche achokma zulasi binavua, because it has to come from Hashem. Hashem decides what is tov, and Hashem decides what is ra. Hashem decides what is chokma. Hashem decides what is sichlus. Hashem decides what is gaiva, and Hashem decides what is anova. And when it is appropriate to have the one, and when it is appropriate to have the other. Uktsasam yivadu lahem beriyas ayin v'havonas halev. V'anoida b'nevua heim divrei Torah shebichsav shebaal peh, shechukoseyem u'mishpateyem u'mitzvaseyem mispashtim al klal hadrochim v'haminhogim. The dinim of the Torah and all of the aspects of the Torah spread throughout everything that we do. Hein bepu'ulois ha'gviyah, k'moy ha'ma'acholois, v'ha'mashkim, v'ha'be'ilois, v'ha'negiyois, v'ha'diburim, v'ha'kinyonim. All these things are governed by the laws of the Torah, even though they're very physical and basically bahami things to a great extent. Hein b'midas ha'nefesh, k'moy ha'rachamim, v'ha'chanino, v'ha'nedivus, v'ha'ava, v'ha'sino, v'ha'nova, v'ha'yotze. Hein b'deyos. It means deyos, hashkofas deyos of amunah. Ve'ein keitz ledivrei ha'chochma ki proteyem uprotei proteyem lo'hikilum sforim u'migilos. U'ba'avur, shedarche ha'chochma lo yivodu la'odom misichloi, ve'gam ein itonu oid novi la'asigam b'nevua, i'efshor sheyechkam ha'odom, zulas im yilma drocheho b'sefer Torah Hashem o yikableno mipi ha'chomim. He says, since there's no longer a Navi that you go to and he tells you what is the Emes and what is Sheker, what is Chochma and what is Sichlus, we have no recourse, since it's not something that we can manufacture from our own minds. We have no recourse but to seek out that truth and that falsehood as defined by the Torah al pi ha-masayra, and therefore you have to be Mekabalit mipi ha-chachomim. Right. Umasho Amarti, Shektsosam yivodu beriyas ayin vaavonas halev, heim kitsas darche achochma shenilmad min hahanhogo ha'olyono shemanig oilomoi becheset verachmim ubanov vetzedek nismach alma sheomar vaholachta bidrochov. So be'emes, that also is something that is determined by the Ribbono Shel Olam. In his chiluk between Ktsasam Yivodu Beriyas Ha'ayin Va'avonas Ha'leiv, it's a very interesting point. What is he trying to say here? In order to better understand that, I'd like to focus on a Rambam. The Rambam says that in Perek Vav, Halacha Beis, and that's the mitzvah's assay of Uludov Gavoy. You know very well that the Gemara at the end of Maseches Ksubis tells us, Chiyev Sholidovik Bishchina, so when it says to cleave to Hashem, what could that possibly mean? And here, I believe, there's a machloikas between the Rambam and Rashi. How do you touch up the point of hidovek b'chachomim v'talmideyem, and how does that become uledov kaboy? One mahalach is that the closest you can get to something that's impossible, what's impossible? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Eish Oichla, so it's impossible to cleave to Hashem. So when the Pasuk demanded of you, Ledov Kavoy, what did the Pasuk have in mind? What does the Ribbono Shel Olam have in mind in that Pasuk when he says, Ledov Kavoy, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands that we should cleave to Him? So the answer is, He commands that we should cleave to Him as best as we can. Namely, by cleaving to those kevayochol who represent Him here on earth. If somebody comes closest to the ideal of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, so by cleaving to Talmidei Chachamim, you are, in a sense, cleaving to Hashem. Not necessarily because you're going to learn from that Talmud Chacham, although you will, but that's not the point. The point is, cleave to Talmidei Chachamim because that's the closest you can get. If a person is himself able to learn Torah and become himself a Talmud Chacham, then according to this Mahalach Pashtus, there is no need to cleave to other Talmidei Chachamim because he has, as close as he can personally get, he has already arrived. Because the Dvar Hashem is familiar to him. And the Ratzon Hashem is familiar to him because he's reached the Madregas of Chochma. And therefore, the Dvar Hashem and the Ratzon Hashem, by knowing it, he has already arrived as close as you can get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivayochel directly. So what's the point of being of cleaving to others? So according to this Mahalach, if the inyan is to get as close to Hashem as possible, then being yourself a Talmud Chacham, you're ahead of a person who needs to cleave to a Talmud Chacham. So who needs to cleave to a Talmud Chacham? Somebody who's not a Talmud Chacham. And really, if you look at that Gemara, the Gemara starts out with a very interesting statement. The Pasuk says, Meisim bal yichyu, that the Meisim will not come back to life. We know there's an inyan of Tchiyas HaMeisim. So what does it mean, Meisim bal yichyu? So the Gemara says, these are the Yamei HaAretz, that because they are not capable in a variety of ways of explaining capable, they're not going to be zoichet to Tchiyas HaMeisim. Because the Or HaTorah is Mechaya, and if you don't have the Or HaTorah, you're not zoichet to Tchiyas HaMeisim. So the Gemara continues and says, maybe there's a shtickle Eitzah for them too. The Marsha is Masbir, that when somebody hangs on tight to somebody's beged, and that person gives a jump, so you're schlepped along, because you're holding on tight. So the Gemara says the Eitzah for the Amei Oretz, that they should also be Zoichet to Tchiyas HaMeisim, is that they should cleave to Chachomim. To be Mizdabik b'Chachomim v'Talmideihem. And how are you Mizdabik b'Chachomim v'Talmideihem? The answer is, Masi Bito l'Talmud Chacham, Oysa Prakmatio v'Talmud Chacham, and so on. These are the ways that you cleave to a Talmud Chacham. You're mischaber with him, and that way you are also zoicha, even if the person is an Amoritz, to Tchiyas HaMeis. So that's a consolation for the Amoritz, and an Eitzah for them, that they should also be zoicha to Tchiyas HaMeisim, even though the Pasuk says, Meisim Bal Yichy. Then the Gemara says, Kayotze Boy, and it quotes this Chazal in the abstract. It says in the Pasuk, Ledovka Voy, Chiyafcha Ledovik Beshchina, Eisha Eichla, Ella, Chachomim v'Talmideihem. And that is the, almost like the Gemara is redundant, it repeats itself. So the first shtickle Gemara is about how Amei HaAretz will be Zoicha to Tchiyas HaMeisim. The second shtickle Gemara is by itself, it stands on its own 2 feet, to be Mefarish the Mitzvah Ladov Kavod. If you want, you can learn that the Gemara is continuing and saying as follows. Just like you have a problem of Tchiyas HaMeisim, how are the Am HaAretz going to be Zoicha to that? You also have a problem in fulfilling the mitzvah of Dov Kavoy. How is an Am HaAretz ever going to be Zoicha to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Dov Kavoy? So the answer is the same. To be Mizdavik b'chachomim v'talmideihem. Since they can't themselves reach the Madregas of Torah and Yira, that Torah brings with it. To be mamish be'etzim close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu themselves, so how are they ever going to be mekayim uladav kaboy to cleave to Hashem? The answer is, if you can't get to be the fire itself, or to be close to the fire, then be at least close to the pot that's on the fire. Be'davik b'chachomim v'talmideihem. But if you are yourself capable, then you don't have to be davik b'chachomim v'talmideihem. You have yourself, the Koyach HaTorah inside of you, that's as close to the divine as you can get. That's one Mahalach. That's not the Mahalach of the Rambam. The Rambam learns that the mitzvah of the Dov Kavoy is a Mechayev to be in the environment of Talmidei Chachomim, and I would add, regardless of who you are. Why? Or how do I know this? Because the Rambam begins this Perek, Perek Vov, with the following observation. Derech b'riyosei shel odom liyos nimshach b'deyosov u'b'masov. In his opinions, as well as in his actions. These are two separate things. Achar reyov v'chaveyrov v'noheik k'minhag anshei medinoso. You are inspired, you are educated, whether you like it or not, You are fashioned, you are molded, the hashpah, you are influenced by your environment. Hein l'toyv and hein l'ra. And a person by nature follows the crowd, by nature follows and is inspired by his friends, by his neighbors, by the community in which he lives. Says Lefikach, Tzarech Adam, somebody just told me, Hamoshel, somebody just told me that someone asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, on Yontif, are you allowed to play basketball? So he says, what's that? Kadur Sal, you know. So he says, what's that? So they explained to him that you take a ball, and the goal is to put it inside the basket, inside the net, inside the basket. So he says he doesn't know why he should be able to do an yontif if Efshal Asaisi Mibayyim. So didn't have the Hasoga that this is a game. What do you mean Efshal Asaisi Mibayyim? I want to play an yontif. He put it in the basket, so why can't you do it before? You understand, if you're dovik to such a person, and you're dovik to the American scene, that's the difference. Like the kasha is, why do we know about basketball? That's the kasha. That's what I get from it. Why do we know about basketball? That the teretz is because we are Americans. That's the way it is. Do any of you know about rugby? Mm-hmm. Yes. You know about rugby? Ich weiß gar nicht wegen rugby. In fact, by me, rugby, that's like a neighborhood, I think, in London. Ich weiß nicht, aber der unterste Schule is, I know nothing. Okay, well. Not the game, not wie man spielt the game. And to tell you the truth, I'm not ready at this time in my life to start learning about it, to be honest with you. There are more important things to do. So what's the pshat that I know about basketball? Abyssal, nicht zu viel echet, aber abyssal about basketball. Because there are chodem, lias nimshachacha chaveir v'reyev noikim in ha'shemidin osa. It's very poshut. And I'll tell you something else. Amod nezach, soccer. Americans would not kill for soccer. But in Brazil, they'll kill for soccer. So what's the pshat? What is this? Something about soccer that in the southern hemisphere it's azoy, in the northern hemisphere it's azoy, and in Spain they'll also kill for soccer. The pshat is hashpa, you don't even realize it, but we breathe it when we grow up, when we are children. What did I heard? I didn't hear it from him directly, so don't quote me on this. But I heard somebody say in the name of Rav Scheinberg that he says it's already, I don't know, 80 years or whatever it was since the last he had any shaykhus to baseball. And whenever he hears that the Yankees won, chapte ma gute geschmack at Zippenhals. You understand? I say this. Nimshach acha briyosa. So the Rambam says, lefikach, lefikach. This is an unbelievable lefikach. I told somebody recently, he came into the shul, and gemacht mit den Hand, in the middle of face, I don't know what it was, Yikampurkan, I don't know, whatever it was, he's talking. There's no such thing as talking in our shul. It doesn't exist. Aber gemacht mit den Hand, a new fellow, he just came, I never saw him before in my life. Aber gemacht mit den Hand azoi, and they stopped, Baruch Hashem. Chutzafim they're not. After the davening, everybody comes and gives shalom to the Rav. He comes over and says, I want to apologize. I said, you don't have to apologize. I'm this spoiled that you stopped, to be frank with you. He says, I'm not used to it. He says, I come from a shul, there's no rav, and I came here because I want the hadracha of a rav. That's unbelievable. I mean, bizman hazeh, are you kidding? So I said, a person on that madrega, you're very welcome to come. And bezus Hashem, You'll steig. You'll steig. It's not this rav or that rav. A person has to have a rav, and a person has to be soimich on somebody that can give him hadracha. Because lefikach tzarich adam lischaber letzadikim v'leishev etzel hachachomim tamid. An unbelievable word, tamid. Tamid. What do you mean tamid? You go to yeshiva and then you graduate. What does it mean tamid? The teretz is in ishtazai. Kedei sheyilmoid mimaseyem v'yisrachek min harishoyim ha'ilchim b'choyshech kedei sheloyilmoid mimaseyem. Hu sheshloima oimer ha'ilich eschachomim yechom v'roya exilim. A person who shepherds fools. Exilim means many things. Yeroya. V'oimer. And of course, what's going to be the next pasuk? What is the most famous pasuk that says this? That is the beginning of a sefer. In Tanakh, Ashrei Oish So he says, what happens? V'chein im haya b'medina sheminaygoyseo royim v'ein anasher holchem b'derech yishara. This was before the internet. Now there's no monos. Now you got to grab a chacham and cleave to him and blind yourself to the world because there's no place to run anymore. The world has made such a matzav. When Mashiach comes, the whole world will know about it in one quarter of a second. Who would have ever believed that such a metzias is possible? And now you see it's possible that the Mashiach will come, and in the furthest reaches of China, the Gobi Desert, you know, Mr. Hong Pu Wang is going to know that Mashiach has just arrived. Unbelievable! How are they going to know? How are they going to know? What do you mean, how are they going to know? If some Shmerel who puts out a blog every day and millions and billions of people can read it. So when Mashiach comes, now there's no such thing as running away from Hashpah. That's why it's such a Nisayim. What about Panosa? He doesn't say anything about Panosa. What about family, friends, this, that, whatever, language problems? No, you have to go to a Makam. He doesn't know about the darkest Africa Medinas, but he knows all the Medinas, and they're all the same. The Rambam is writing for Doris. The Rambam was writing for tomorrow, for yesterday. He was writing for Doris. How could he say Kemoizu Manenu? Does Manenu means Manenu Shalom Rambam? Was Manenu when I learn it? The answer is even Manenu when I learn it. Kemoizu Manenu. It's as I does. In Golus, that's the matzav. There are wars being waged. There are armies. The borders are closed. Or because he's not well enough to travel. What happens if the Medina doesn't allow you to be Yechidi? They force you into this matzav? Then you should run for your life. What lashon? Where did that come from? Ra'im v'chatoyim. And she'sdoim. Ra'im v'chatoyim l'Hashem yoyim. So he's referring b'remiza to such a Medina where the whole essence of the Medina is to make you miserable, that you have to do averis, that you have to have midos rois. So what do you do then? I can't sit yechidi. They don't let me. So maybe that's an excuse. Onus rachmona patre. The pasuk of Yirmiyahu that we say in the Klasa de Paranusa. Then the Rambam continues. Mitzvahs aseh. Before this, he was talking philosophia, he was talking sociology. He's telling you the mitzvahs of the psychology of a person. It's all three, philosophia, psychology, and sociology. Now he tells you halacha, mitzvah. Mitzvahs aseh, one of the taryag mitzvahs. Lihidovek b'chachomim b'talmideihem. Continues the Rambam. Kedei lilmoid mima'aseihem. He paraphrases the Gemara. To explain this mitzvah, what does it mean? He dovek b'chachomim v'talmideihem. Lefikach, tzarich adam lishtadol sheyisabas talmid chacham, v'yasibito l'talmid chacham, v'lecho v'lishtosim talmid chachamim, v'lasas pragmatia l'talmid chacham, u'lishaber lohen b'chol minei chibur. The Rambam is adding that whatever you see in the Gemara are examples. It's not dafka those things. It's any possible connection that you can make and establish with the Talmud Chacham. That's the obligation of a mitzvah aseh min ha-Torah l'dav kavoy. Shenemar u'l'dav kavoy. V'chein tzivu chachomim. V'omru have a misavik ba'afar agleyem. V'shoyse batzoma estivrem. I ask you the following question. Somebody is a major Talmud Chacham, and he has a Rebbe. And his Rebbe is a bigger Talmud Chacham. Is the chiyuv of misavik ba'afar agleim apply only to an amaretz? Any of you that learned the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos ever thought that an amaretz is misavik ba'afar agleim shel talmidei chachamim? Lamaisa, he's not even there. He's not even in the yeshiva. Who are we talking about if not talmidei chachamim? Besides, if I am a talmid chacham, it's wonderful. But since derech ha'adam, as the Rambam establishes in Halacha Aleph, is to be nimshach b'dayosav u'b'maisav achareya v'chaveyav. The Gemara asked about Rav Meir, how could you do such a thing? So Rav Meir should have said, listen, I'm a big Talmud Chacham, I'm okay. Gemara says, toichoy ochal kliposoy zorak. And only Rav Meir is on such a madrega. The Gemara is trying to say that it's a problem. You are mushba no matter who you are, and no matter how great you are, no matter how much Torah you have, by the environment, and by Rishoyim, and by people who have Deis Kaisvois, and by people who have Midois Megunois. So when the Rambam says that the reason, or the inyan of Uladav Kavai, coming back full circle to where we began, is because of Hashpa, and the inyan of Mischaber Imayim B'chol Minei Chibur, as the Rambam says, is to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Uladav Kavai. What does it have to do? It has to do with having the influence and the inspiration of Talmidei Chachamim, then it applies to Talmidei Chachamim as much as it applies to Amei Oretz. And it means a Talmid Chacham should marry a family of Talmidei Chachamim, and should support, if he's in business, Talmidei Chachamim, and cleave to them in every possible way, and of course listen to their Torah is the primary way. Have a misavik ba'afar agleim, v'shoyse batzoma ez divrei. Therefore, I submit to you, Rabbi Yisai, that when the Gemara was going from the story of Amei Ha'aretz that Nid Chiyas HaMeisim Eitzes, and the Eitzah is to cleave to Talmidei Chachamim, and then the Gemara continues with the abstract Uladav Gavoy V'Chiyav Shel Ladavid B'Shechina HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zei Shoichla, the Gemara was going beyond the Amei Ha'aretz to everybody. Every Talmid Chacham is Mechuyiv Nemitzvah Ladav Gavoy. So the question is, how does he fulfill it? According to Rashi, I submit to you, if he's an Am Haaretz, he has no Breira. But if he's a Talmud Chacham, the Torah itself brings him close to Hashem. As close as you can get. The Dva Hashem brings you as close to Hashem as you can get. So being a Talmud Chacham, learning the Torah, that makes you the closest that you can go, because the rest is Eish Eichla, not possible. Daber ato imonu v'nishmo, v'al yedaber l'kim imonu pen nomus. Ha'esh ha'gdoyla azois. Esh oichla. The Rambam, however, learns that Am Haaretz needed for Tchiyas HaMeisim. Talmud Chacham don't need it for Tchiyas HaMeisim, because they have the Orat Torah. But as far as Hashpa is concerned, bein Talmid HaChacham and bein Am Haaretz is no difference. Everybody's mechuyiv to be mekayim the mitzvah of Dov Gavo. How? By cleaving to Talmid HaChacham. Cleaving to other Talmid HaChacham, if they themselves are Talmid HaChacham. So I have to tell you a Meir Dikamaisa. There's a tshuva in the Mahari Asad, Rabbi Yehuda Asad. Asad is a city in Romania, in Hungary, somewhere over there. And it's called Ajod, but he's called the Mahari Asad. And he wrote a sefer of tshuvas, which he called Yehuda Yala. Shailat's a tshuvas Yehuda Yala. But everybody says the tshuva is the Mahari Asad. He was one of the great Talmidim of the Chassam Sefer. One of the great Talmidim of the Chassam Sefer. And he wrote a very important tshuva sefer, this Yehuda Yala, tshuvas Mahari Asad. And in one of the tshuvas, the tshuva comes out from a story, Lamaisa, that happened to him. He had a Talmud, and the Talmud was on the verge of doing a shidduch. And so he asked his Rebbe, the Mahari Asad, for a letter, because he was going to his prospective shver, somewhere, wherever it was. And he wanted what we call today a letter of introduction. He wanted a hamlotza, you know. It says that when you're not supposed to toot your own horn, but in the place where nobody knows you and where it's necessary, so you are permitted. And l'chatchila, it's better somebody else should toot your horn, especially your Rebbe. Right? You know the famous Zohar on the pasuk Yahalelcha Zor v'loy picha, that a stranger should praise you, but not by your own mouth. So the Zohar says Yahalelcha Zor, and what if there's no Zor around? V'loy, then picha. But he asked, he's going to go and talk about his own lumbus and his own chokhmah and his own yerashamayim. It's not shayach. So he asked his Rebbe for a letter. And he obliged. He loved the Talmud. He obliged him with a beautiful letter. And the Talmud went off. And eventually comes back. And the Rebbe, the Mari Asad, asks him, "Nu, how did it go? What did your prospective Shveru, apparently was a Talmud Chacham of some renown, what does he say about what I wrote?" It's not exactly like that, but I'm making it more dramatic. I imagine that the Talmud hung his head and didn't answer for a few minutes until the Mari Asad pressed him. He said, "No, I want to know what he said. How did he react to my beautiful letter? I mean, my letter that was about you." So finally he blurted out, had no bravery, has to answer. He blurted out that he said, "Tell your Rosh Yeshiva, or tell your Rebbe, that there is no Amo Oretz Bizman Azeh." In the halachas of Amo Oretz, the Shulchan Aruch talks, the Ramad says that there's no din Amo Oretz, no din Amo Oretz. Ignorant people, there is not without a limit. But there's no din Amo Oretz Bizman Azeh. So Maria Asad writes a whole tshuva to be Mazbir, what's that all about? He figured out what's going on. He wrote in the letter that with this young but gvaldike Talmud Chacham as an Edim, you will be mekayim the mitzvah tog teglich by supporting him, you know, I've cast, he's going to be sitting and learning. And the etzem masi bita le Talmud Chacham, which mitzvah uledav kavai? That's what he wrote. That with this Talmud Chacham, you will be zeicha to be mekayim the mitzvah of uledav kavai, as it is in the end of Maseches Ksubis. He wrote back, or he sent back the message, "I'm not an Am Haaretz that I need this." So the Mari Asad was masbir that his quote-unquote mistake. But I don't think it's a mistake, I think it's a machloikas between that person and the Mari Asad in the Havana of the Gemara, that this is gufa the machloikas that I expressed to you earlier between Rashi and the Rambam. The Mari Asad learned that even though the beginning of the Gemara is about what? About Am Haaretz. And because the concern is, and the whole Gemara is introduced because of that, that Am Haaretz might not have Tchiyas HaMeisim, Rachmona Litzlan, severely reduced the population of Tchiyas HaMeisim. So the Am Haaretz will not have an opportunity, so the Gemara comes up with a solution. What's the solution? If they are cleaving to Talmidei Chacham, like I said, the Marsha, the Talmud Chacham will be Zaycha, and you'll schlep along on the piggyback of the Talmud Chacham. You'll schlep along with him because you're stuck to him. You're cleaving to him. However, when the Gemara goes to the abstract to be mefarish the mitzvahs asei midiyaraisa, they have already gone beyond the whole discussion of Amei Oretz. And now, may inyon li inyon, they are saying that ain't a chanami for the Amoritz, it's a necessary tool for etzem tchias hameisim. But even for Talmidei Chachomim, where it's not a tool for tchias hameisim, because they have the Ora Torah mechayehu. But nevertheless, as far as the Ledov Kavoy mitzvah is concerned, they have to do the same thing anyhow. Why? Because the Efshel Ledovik Mishchina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Eishoichla. So what do you do? You do all these sources of cleaving to Talmidei Chachomim. The one who was writing, there's no Am Haaretz Bizman Hazeh, he saw the Gemara as one long hemshech. Why? Because the etzem mitzvah ledov kavoy, of course, is on everybody, including Talmidei Chachamim. But the way the Talmidei Chachamim are mekayim ledov kavoy is by cleaving to the Torah itself, which they have. And that makes them the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu possible for any human being. Masha'ein Kain, the other Mahaluch, is like the Rambam. It says that it's an inyan of Lischaber Imayim B'chol Minei Chibur, so that he should have the positive Hashpah. And that even Talmidei Chachamim are obligated to have, because the Talmud Chacham, who has the wrong Hashpah, can Chas V'Sholom fall and fall and fall. So therefore, he's Mechuyev to cleave to Talmidei Chachamim as well. So Memel, that was the Machloikas. When he saw this, that you'll be Mekayim the Mitzvah Dov Kavoy, he says, "What do you mean? I'm Mekayim the Mitzvah Dov Kavoy already, because I'm sitting and learning the whole day." And therefore he thought, but you think I'm not such a Talmud Chacham. So he saw a zilzul, actually, that I need this whippersnapper. I need this young Talmud Chacham as an Edim, so that I should be Mekayim Ledov Kavoy. But the Mari Asad says, no, it's two different Gemaras. What's Toli in the Am Haaretz is because of Tchias HaMeisim. That's a separate issue. But as far as Ledov Kavoy, everyone is Mechuyev in Ledov Kavoy. And Talmidei Chachamim are also Mekayim Ledov Kavoy, no matter how great they are themselves, by cleaving to other Talmidei Chacham. Saying that, you know, I don't need to be mizdavik with this young fellow because I myself am learning. Maybe I know more learning right now than he does. So what do I need him for? But the Mari Asad learned that it's all an inyan of hashpah, and the more you encircle yourself with Torah and mitzvahs and Yerushalayim by the people that you connect to, the more you are zoiche to that madrega of Ashrei Ish Asher Lo Halach, and the more you mekayim the mitzvahs haseya v'ludav kavod. Right. So even a lower Talmud. There's no such thing, according to the Rambam, as somebody that's so independent that it's shaykh for him to exist in a cocoon of positive hashbah. You surround yourself. A gadol will surround himself with talmidim. He's also mekayim l'dav kavod. The Rambam speaks elsewhere about a talmid making the Rebbe greater, but that's in Torah. Here we're talking about in Yerushalayim and Avodas Hashem, in coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam says that hashbah is constant and an unending pendulum that swings back and forth. There's no such thing as being already settled. There's no such thing as being frozen. Chazal tell us that a person tzdaiki min, whatever the lashon is, you know, now they tampered with the Gemara to such an extent. But it could be tzdaiki. Maybe in the time of the Kohanim, the Beis HaMikdash, the tzdukim were very problematic. So it could be libesayf nasa tzdaiki. But in any case, that has nothing to do with whether you're the biggest Talmud Chacham or not the biggest Talmud Chacham. You know, it's very interesting. The famous Maisa, everybody knows this, that the Goyin was probably the biggest. Probably. Yes, everybody knows this story. And the Goyin asked the Dubna Magid to give him Musa. So the Dubna Magid says, how is it conceivable that I should give you Musa? He's not on the Madrega to give Musa. And what is it to give Musa about? He meant both. So the Goyin said, Afal Pikein, and he insisted. So the Dubna Magid said, you think it's a kunz? You think it's a big trick that you sit sequestered by yourself in a dark room with the shutters of the world closed and with your feet in pails of water, and that's how you sit and you learn Torah Yoyim V'Laila? Go out into the world and be the Vilna Goyin. So the Goyin started to cry, they say, and he said, you're right, but I'm not a magician. I can't do it. And that's what we are talking about. So you tell me, what do you mean the Goyin can't do it? Go out into the world and he's the Vilna Goyin. He knows Kol HaTorah Kula. He's immersed in Torah. He'd probably walk in the street and he wouldn't even notice anything because he would just be... So you know what the Vilna Goyin said? The Vilna Goyin said that if somebody knew the Yetzirah that I have, he would never believe it. An unbelievable thing. If I say Yetzirah. Yetzirah for what? For learning another Mishnah? For thinking and learning during davening? What could he have a Yetzirah for? He was not talking about that. He's talking about a real Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is the kayach of the whole universe. And Memela, you need the Hischabrus. So what did he have? Not only he pushed the world aside, he had Talmidim, people used to come and ask him shailas, people who surrounded him, people who were Meshamish him, and all of these were on themselves on the highest Madrig. Rav Mendel of Shklov, Chaim Volozhin, all these people. In any case, that's this Rambam. So why am I mentioning the Rambam Bechlal? So I just wanted to point out to you that this Rambam dovetails with another Rambam. But this Rambam, what time is it? Let me just get to the other Rambam as well. This Rambam tells me that in order for me to be Dovik b'shechina, I have to be Dovik b'chachom in the Talmideim. Why? So the Rambam says those magic words. Not just to be Dovik b'talmideim. What does it mean Dovik? What does Dovik mean? I hang around them. So he says, "Kedei sheyilmoid mi ma'aseihem, and yisrachik min harishoyim ha'ochem b'choshech, kedei shelo yilmoid mi ma'aseihem." In other words, they inspire you to certain kinds of actions and activities, hein l'toiv and chas v'shalom l'ra, depending upon who you're cleaving to. So the question is, what does it mean? Does it mean that you know what is right and what is wrong, but afal pikein, you may get sidetracked by the Yetzirah, so therefore you always have to... So the answer is no. Even what is right and what is wrong is a chelek of cleaving to Talmidei Chachamim. our hashkafis, our deis, our understanding of the world, our vision of things, is all part of lidavik v'chachomim v'talmideim, according to the Rambam. He uses the word ma'aseyem because gedolah shimusha yosem milimuda, when you watch a Talmud Chacham in real life. But it means and includes, without the slightest doubt, all the other aspects of hashpah, which of course maybe be'ikar is a person's hashkafis rather than his hanhagis. The Rambam at the first perek of Hilchos Deis, the Rambam begins, as probably you all know, that there are two extremes in midos, and the derech hayishara generally is the derech habeinonis, the middle of the road, right? But then the Rambam says like this: Umitzuvim anu lalechus bedrochim ha'elu habeinonim v'heim adrochim hatoivim v'hayisharim sheneamar v'halachta bedrochav. So this is a very, very intriguing, because it seems to be going in circles. How do we know the Darkei Hashem? That we should follow the Darkei Hashem. And that is the Midah HaBeinoinis. So, the Rambam says, Bekach lomdu bepirush mitzvah zu. How do you understand V'halachta bedrochav? First we spoke about Uldav Kavo. But at the beginning of Hilchos Deis, the Rambam says, V'halachta bedrochav. So how do the Chachamim understand it? Mahu nikra chanun, afato heyei chanun. Mahu nikra rachum, afato heyei rachum. Mahu nikra kadosh, afato heyei kadosh. Val derech zu koru hanevim lokeil b'chol oison hakinuyim. Erech apayim, rav chesed, tzadik, v'yosher, tomim, gibor, v'chozok, v'kayetzi v'en. What is the whole point of using these terminologies? The Rambam is inspired by the idea that none of this is really something that we could attribute to the Ribbono Shel Olam directly, because it's impossible to say anything about the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Nevi'im are using terms which are imperfect in their attribution to Hashem. So what's the point? The point is to teach us and to inculcate these midos into us. Whenever you see the Ribbono Shel Olam described by a midah that the Navi is identifying, that is because we are supposed to imitate that midah, and that is what is called imitating the Ribbono Shel Olam. For halachta bedrachav. Mahu kadosh v'alderech zenik koru neviim lokel b'chol oisam akinuyim erech apayim avchesed tzad v'yoshu tamim gibu chazuk ha'yosef ahem. Lo'idia, sheheim drachim toivim v'yisharim v'chayav odom lahanik atzmoy bahem u'lidamois eilov kefi koi chai. If you go back to the Malbim and his description of Chochma, and he added a couple of words which at the end he explains. He writes, "Bavur shedarkei chokhma lo yivodu lo adam yisichlo, v'gam ein itanu oid novi la'asigam b'nevua i'efsho shiyechkam ba'adam zula simyul madrachah b'sefer teres Hashem o yikablanu mipi ha'chachomim. U'masho amarti shektsosom yivodu b'ri'iyas ha'ayin v'havonas ha'lev, heim kitzas darkei chokhma shenilmad min ha'hanhogo ha'elyoyna Shemanig oilomoi bechesed v'rachmim uba'anova ubetzedek nismach almasha omar v'halachta bedrochav." So I think that what the Malbim is doing has the two polarities or the two points that we made today in the Rambam. He says when you dovik b'chachomim v'talmideihem, you learn the myriad aspects of how a person is supposed to live his life al pi Torah. And without that, since we have no nevuah anymore, we don't have the koy omar Hashem, this is what you should do and this is what you should do, we would be lost. Because of his premise that it's not possible for the human mind to define what is right and what is wrong. Emes and sheker, chokhmah and sichlus, and on and on. So all those things that chokhmah has, which requires that there should be opposites, how do you know which is the right and which is the wrong, which is the truth and which is the falsehood? So he says, for that you need a masaira. So either you find it directly in the Torah that you learn, or you find it in the masaira of Baal Peh of your Rebbe. But he says there's one other avenue, Ke'ilu, where you are inspired in Midas to be Daimet to Hashem. Now, the emison is that this is also from the Torah. Where else are you going to find it? If it's not mentioned in the Torah, as the Rambam says, why is the Ribbon Shem described, Rachum, Chanun, Erech HaPayim, and so on, to describe Midas Tavos that we should imitate? So if it's not in the Torah, we would never know. If that description wouldn't be given to us, Alpina Viyim. So how is it different than the general point that he made earlier, that whatever is in the Torah? So the answer is, what he means here in these last few words, B'ri'iyas ha'ayin v'havonas ha'leiv, heim k'tzaz darke ha'chokhma shenilmad min ha'nhoga al-yoyna, shemanig oylomoy b'chesed v'rachamim. He's saying that a person who is inspired, I believe this is what he's saying, a person who is inspired by the mahalach of emes in the Torah that he learns, or by the Torah that he gets from his Rebbe, he looks at the world with a certain pair of eyes, and he has a certain understanding of the world with his heart, and that leads him to a deeper appreciation of the yesoidos of midos, and in effect, the hashpah that the Rambam describes in Valachta Bidrochov becomes a vegweiser, becomes a way of being informed in Mahu Chanun Afato Chanun. You have to understand, a person learns the midos that are doimet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then what? I have to have a midah of chanina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also called a nokeim. So what about the midah of nekama? So there is a midah of nekama. Nekayim eis hamidyonim. Nechama l'Hashem ba'amolik midardar. There is a midah of nekama too. How do you know when to exercise the midah? How do you know when the midah is right and when the midah is wrong? How do you know when anova is not appropriate? The gaiva of the kedusha that you have to have sometimes. How do you know that kas is sometimes a midah, even kas? And then, of course, the question that Rambam sometimes describes kas and anova not as an extreme, but as the only way. You have to avoid kas at all costs. You have to be an anov ma'od ma'od hevei shval ruach. All these things you need to know from your rebbeim. A person can't legislate that from his own mind. To know the measure of the midah. But the midah itself, Tainas the Malbim, it's not something you learn. Now, I'll try to be mazbir and mamish in 2 minutes. An ani comes to the door. Pasuk says, Pasayach tiftach es yadcha. So one of the Gedolei HaChassidus said, the first pasayach, that's for you. A person sees an ani, he platzes. He feels so bad. He feels so miserable for the matzav of the ani that the first dollar that he gives, he's giving for himself. So he shouldn't feel so bad. And then tiftach, give for the ani also. Pasayach tiftach. But the yisayid advarim is, let's say a person comes and then you start analyzing, you know, what does the Torah want me to do now? And he sort of shuffles in his mind through all the Torah that he knows. And he ends up with a siman in the Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Tzedakah. And you know what it says? It says you should give the ani money. So you go, and you shouldn't leave him reikam. And even if you give him a little thing, and it says, Al Yashuv Doch Nichlam, should make him feel bad. Don't close the door on him. So he says, you know, it says in Shulchan Aruch, I shouldn't close the door on him. I'm not going to close the door on him. It says in Shulchan Aruch that I'm supposed to give him even a gregris, but as long as he has something, because I'm not supposed to leave him empty-handed. I'm not going to leave him empty-handed. It says he's supposed to have rachamim. I'm going to give him more than I can afford. Good, no? Absolutely not. It's a disaster. Why? Because there are certain things that is mahu rachum afato rachum. Mahu rachum means that there's an integration and transformation of your personality has nothing anymore to do with pure halacha. It may have been informed, it may have been inspired by years of learning. Because my rachum is not the goy's rachum, and my chesed is not the goy's chesed. Chesed lumim chatos. And that's because there's a Torah way of having chesed, of doing chesed, of being a baal chesed. But the point is that you have to become a Baal Chesed. It's not possible for a person to do Chesed and remain not a Baal Chesed, because he's missing the V'halachta B'drochav. And that's what the Malbim is trying to say. There are certain things that are Yediyos HaTorah, what is right and what is wrong. But then there's the integration into the heart, which is something that I need to process. And where does that come from? That can't come from learning Sfarim. It comes from a certain Re'iyas Ha'ayin and Havanas Ha'Lev that starts from me, reflects off the Torah, and comes back into me. And it's only if a person has that final Madrega, that he's mekayim the mitzvah v'alachta b'drachov, and that he is the true reflection, imitation, if you will, of the Eibishter's midos as recorded by the Nevi'im. Anybody that opens the door and he sees an oni that's mamish naked, and he doesn't run to his closet and run and give him his coat, is a person. He has to consult, should I do it? Maybe I shouldn't do it. Am I mechuyev to do it? Maybe I'm not mechuyev to do it. Is it in my budget? Is it not in my budget? If his heart does not break, and if his compassion is not aroused, and if his inspiration to do, I would almost dare say, is even before the Shulchan Aruch gets into the picture. It's not halacha anymore. It's compassion. It's me. It's what I am. Then the person has not reached these madregas. And that's what he means, the ayin roya and the lev mevin that is required also. So I would suggest, ani akotn, that in this area, if you want to combine the two Rambams, the uludav kavoy is critical. I think the biggest and best balei tzedaka haben gesehen wie der Mama is gelaufen zum Tier to give the ani a cup of tea. And I always repeat this maisa that I had in my own experience. And I think it made an unbelievable roisham on me forever. I came home once when I was a little boy from Yeshivas, Albeinu Yankiv Yosef. And I entered the door, and I see there somebody that looks mamish like a tzaitike rosh yeshiva. And he has, I'm telling you, he has a napkin, you know, one of these servietkas, you know, the cloth napkin, the starch napkins, the fancy napkins, around his neck, hanging down to cover his tie, whatever, his kapote. And in front of him is a set of china. It's in the middle of a Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos, in the middle of nowhere, and I never saw this person before, but I'm very excited that a big Rosh Yeshiva graced our home. It must be. So I asked this, my stepmother, Zechayna Levroch, I never knew my mother. She was an unbelievable tzaddikas. My stepmother never said a word of Lashon Hara in her life, which is kamal against the Gemara. And Lemaisa, I asked her, we spoke only Yiddish at home, where is das der Rosh Yeshiva? So he says, ich weiß nicht, ich habe als ein Rosh Mann. Er ist gekommen zum Tier, und ich habe ihn befragt, ihr wollt öfter etwas essen? Hat er gesagt, ja, ich bin sehr hungrig. Habe ich ihm auch weggesetzt essen? It was a Suda Shloime B'Shaitai, with the Savietke, with the China. I couldn't believe it. My hai! And our man comes to the door. This does not come from a Yediyah Satira. And she could barely read Chumash. She never had, when did she have a chance? When did the First World War and then the Second World War? Everybody was wiped out, her whole community was destroyed. Except for one person who survived because they was buried alive, except for the partisans that went into the forest, there was not one person from Jagir left alive by the war. So when did she have time to learn? She never learned anything. So from Vanantidos, when she was a little girl, 3 years old, she would hold the slippers of her father. And when she saw him in the window, she would run to the door and put the slippers down the second that he walked into the house. You understand what I'm talking about? We're talking about midos that are so ingrained. They're so part of you. They're so much the essence of who you are. You don't ask any questions. You don't make any shikulim. Nobody thinks about these things. One's thought is already a stray thought. Because it's the response of who you are. That's v'alachta b'drach. And it's only something really that you have to see with your own eyes. If you're zeicha to it, then you can learn how to develop this midah. But that's a separate mitzvah of v'alachta b'drach of mahu chanun, and that's what the Malbim is trying to describe. that's beyond Yediyas HaTorah and following the dictates of the Chokhmah, which in any case you cannot discern yourself, says the Malbim, but you need the Torah to teach it to you.